Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, it is hump day. Welcome to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. We have the Trump train on Wednesdays, Charlie. I think we do. It's coming up here. There we go. Trump train all the way through November. And appreciate each and every one of you listening. So, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Made it halfway through the week. We got some great tips for you today. But first, we have the impossible question. Yesterday, I think we were halfway right, Charlie. 8% of men have used this as a toothpick. The answer was the corner of a sugar packet. So, you know, we had, like, business cards and, yeah, we were close. We said paper, whatever. We were close. Today's an impossible question. I have no idea, by the way. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. It's been 5 years and 4 months since the average adult has done this. Hint, as a kid, it was probably pretty easy. So it's been 5 years and 4 months since the average adult has done this. Charlie said, touch their toes. Average adult, 5 years, 4 months. You know, you might be right. You probably are. If that's the case, that's sad. Touch your toes. Folks, this one, I have the foggiest idea. I'll take Charlie's answer. Go to the KLZ 560 Facebook page and answer that there. All right. I have a great meme. It's Wednesday. We can do this. It's a meme of Joe Biden. He's got his dark sunglasses on. He's pointing his finger at you. And at the top, it says, I call the ladies muffins. Because muffins spelled backwards is... sniff them. You gotta love that one. That is the meme for today. All right, Dr. Julie should be joining us here momentarily. We're going to talk today about a few things. One, how to lose weight. We'll talk about that because that's a big deal. You know, Halloween's around the corner. The sugar consumption, of course, around Halloween will go up, not just for adults, but kids as well, for all of us. Most of us, anyways. Sleepless nights. That would be a great topic because we've got time change coming. What is it, Charlie, now 3 weeks away, I want to say? Is it 3 or 4 Sundays? It's Saturday night into Sunday, I get it. But it's the first one of November, so... I think we're 4 away, right? Is that am I saying that correctly? Or 3 away? So November 1st. So we're slowly approaching. I think it's 3 weekends away, if I'm not mistaken. And then it'll be here. So we got 3 weekends left of regular sleep, and then you gain an hour. And I shouldn't say regular sleep, but you gain an hour. Time change for a lot of people messes things up, period. We're going to talk about just sleeping, losing sleep. Why can't you sleep? All of those different things, what could be affecting that, and then also get some hormone discussion in as well as we get to that as well. So Dr. Julie will join us here in just a few minutes, and we'll have a conversation. The Scent Health Center, by the way, is where she's from. If you're just listening to us for the first time, we do health and wellness on Wednesdays every single week. And someone's saying, well, I thought you did like political talk and daily events and you know, business things and all that. We do, but we take an hour out of each week, much like we do our movie hour on Fridays. We do Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Wednesdays, mainly because we want people to be healthy. And I am a big believer that I feel like, and I think Donald Trump has even proven this here recently, that the healthier we are, and a lot of folks say, well, he's overweight. How healthy can we be? The guy is a machine, folks. He might be overweight, but I tell you what, that guy is a machine when it comes to all the rest of the things that he does on a regular basis. And I heard the other day he hasn't had a cold in like 5 years, some ridiculously long number of years that he hasn't even had a cold. So you don't keep yourself from getting colds and stay healthy by happenstance. You have to work at those things to actually stay healthy. And I realize the press will shoot Donald Trump down and talk about all the fast food eats and so on. Well, you know, regardless, the guy hasn't had a cold in like 4+ years, 5 years, I want to say. So health and wellness is a big deal to us. It's a big deal to me personally. We talk about it each and every week. And it's one of the reasons we do. And we appreciate Ascent Health Center being a part of that as well. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey Law is up next. Mobile estate planning. You heard Michael here just a few minutes ago. And by the way, Michael, thanks if you're listening. We appreciate it very much. He's here every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3 talking about estate planning. And it's one of those things that, as I heard him today talking about, life changes. Your circumstance change. Where you're at in life changes. You need to make sure that your will and your estate planning is caught up to whatever the circumstances in life have brought you. So give him a call today, 720-394-6887, or go to klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. Much like the, you know, health of yourself, the health of your estate, your vehicle has health checkups and things that we do to it as well. Some of that includes the glass. If you can't see clearly through your windshield, get that taken care of. On top of that, one of the things that Novus Auto Glass is doing, in fact, the majority of the locations now will do this, a lot of the newer vehicles have lane departure warning on the vehicle, lane keep assist, things like that. That needs calibrated when the windshield is replaced. They can do that for you at the same time as well. That's an extra charge. Each vehicle is different, and they can explain how all of that works. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus, and Novus is N-O-V-U-S.
John Rush personally uses Novus Auto Glass to maintain his fleet of company trucks. All of his trucks tend to be in the same place at the same time on Friday mornings. So every Friday morning without fail, John's local Novus guy comes by to check all of the windshields on his company fleet. That's at least 50 different windshields. On the spot, any new little chip or crack gets immediately repaired. Since John self-insures his glass repair and replacement, Novus offers him a discounted cash price. Even more importantly, John saves a lot of money in the long run by repairing those chips and cracks immediately instead of waiting to replace all of those windshields down the road. He'd much rather pay $40 or $50 per vehicle for regular repairs than pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to replace each of those windshields. Take care of your company vehicles. Visit rushtoreason.com/Novus now and schedule regular maintenance for your fleet. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate you joining us today. And we are going to, again, get into, you know, sleep, weight loss, things along those lines. Actually, I had somebody text me that moment ago that said, I am considered, this is not me speaking, but the texter, I'm considered overweight, but have a very physically demanding job and haven't been sick in years. And my gut feeling would be, if you're active and you're doing the things that you need to do, yes, even though you might be carrying a few extra pounds, you are still going to be healthier than that person that might even be the right weight, but is not physically active and doesn't do those things as well. That's my take. I don't know that for positive, but that would be my take on that as well. I know each person is different. But staying healthy, especially this time right now as we're in this, you know, quote unquote COVID and flu season around the corner, staying healthy is a big deal. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now, Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us. So I just kind of led in with to everybody and talking about, you know, being healthy, why we do Health and Wellness Wednesdays and so on. And, you know, we're reminded of, you know, I realize COVID is floating around, and frankly, it's probably going to be floating around for many years, would be my guess. Yeah. But we're also entering into flu season as well. I know we want to talk about losing weight, sleepless nights, things along those lines. But how, you know, how does being healthy and having a healthy lifestyle, staying active, eating the right things, how does that play into overall not getting sick?
Well, I always start with the conversation about inflammation, because if there's inflammation, the body doesn't know how to handle any of the other stressors. And so when there's inflammation, whether it's from food, whether it's from not getting a good night's sleep, whether it's from having hormone imbalance, sometimes it's from exercising too hard, or right now inflammation is just from the fact that nobody knows what's going to happen. And so the anxiety around that creates internal distress, which then causes inflammation. And so keeping inflammation low by eating right, sleeping right, creating balance really gives you a head start on if you get a bug, if you get COVID, or if you get the flu, or if you get strep throat. Because clearly the only bug out there is not the virus of COVID-19. We're going to see strep throat. We're going to see the flu. We're going to see the regular common cold this winter. And we have to remember, every case coming in is not COVID-19.
Well, you know what? Well said. And I think, just my own opinion, I could be, you know, wrong in what I'm saying here, but I feel like we're on such a quote-unquote COVID trip right now that everybody that even gets the sniffles or sneezes, everyone thinks, you know, that they've got COVID or the person next to them has COVID, when in fact there's a lot of other things we still need to worry about, not just COVID.
Right. I mean, and just our own general health and well-being. And I feel like I had a call today from a long-time patient who's not feeling very good. And immediately, even in my own head, I was like, oh, this is COVID. And then I had to back myself out and I had to say, no, I've got to listen to this patient and I've got to think about all the things that they're presenting with and make a good differential diagnosis, not just jump to COVID.
Hmm. And really, we are at a point where, and I'm glad you just said that, because we're at a point where I feel like there's even certain health officials that aren't doing what you just said. They are not backing up. They're not taking that second look. They're not thinking clearly. And right off the bat, somebody's got COVID when, in fact, it could be the farthest thing from what they have.
Well, exactly. And especially if you have a fever. Hello? Yes, fevers do that. Fevers
Well, yeah, and just make sure, and I'm not a doctor, but from everything I've ever known, a fever is typically an indication you have an infection somewhere in your body. Is that not true?
Correct. It means that your body has sent out its resources to start to fight whatever invader that
okay.
is seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's lots of reasons we get fevers. I mean, some people get fevers with just the common cold, the flu. Yeah, I don't know why. I happen to be an individual that I've got to really be sick to get a fever. I typically, rarely, even as a kid, just never got a lot of fever. I don't know why, Dr. Julie. I can't explain that. I'm just not somebody that typically gets a fever. Doesn't mean I don't have an infection or things going on. I'm just not one of those people that typically, you know, so in my world, if I get a really high fever, something's really wrong.
Well, and that's interesting, because fevers are like pain. They're an incredible defense mechanism that we were given at birth to tell us, hey, I'm going to start to fight this battle for you. Maybe your body was better at fighting it before it got to the point where it needed to have a fever. But fevers are actually information, right? I look at them like, that's information.
Right, right. No, it makes total sense. Okay, let's shift gears just a little bit. We've got time change coming up here at the end of the month, which, you know, in this particular case, we gain an hour of sleep. A lot of people love this time of the year. I hate it because now it starts to get dark at, 5:30, 5 o'clock at night instead of, 6 or 6:30, soon to be 4:30, which I absolutely, despise. But that's the time of the year that we're entering into. And yet there's still people out there that will struggle, to sleep at night for whatever reason. And that's some of what we want to talk about today is, A, losing weight. We'll get to that. But I wanted to start off talking about, sleepless nights, because frankly, I think some of that goes into the weight loss side of the fence.
Absolutely. And so many times the first complaint we get, there might be low back pain or their neck is hurting, but inevitably patients talk about not being able to sleep well. And there are so many things from habits that they have to really being completely dysregulated, being on our phones too late, not being able to shut our brains off, worrying about what's going to happen, drinking caffeine too late. And so if we were following that normal circadian rhythm, which I don't like when it gets dark early either, because we're still usually at the office.
I know you are as well. So yeah, the two of us definitely are. I mean, I drive home in the dark once we make the time change.
Right. And what it should be is, I should be seeing patients at 5 and a.m. and be home with my kids by, 5 o'clock p.m. Just because if we were following the normal, healthy circadian rhythm of the body, we would be doing that. We'd be getting up earlier. We'd be going to bed earlier. We'd be winding down. We'd be following the pattern. But we don't. We have lights and phones.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what we've done today, and I love electricity. Yeah. I'm glad we have it. I like the modernization of the world that we live in. I like having plumbing and running water and all those different things that happen in a toilet and so on. And those are all fabulous things. On the same token, though, Dr. Julie, we have supplemented even light to a point where what you're saying is, really our bodies get off balance, quote unquote, when it comes to the sleep patterns because we're not – in the old days when you were, living on a farm or, hunter-gatherer or whatever the case may be, long before, artificial light came along, when it got dark, you were done. And when it got light again the next day, you were up and at 'em.
Absolutely. And there was your body knew how to follow those rhythms and it was more healthy for it.
So in today's world, this is, you know me, I'm a results-oriented individual, and I want the show to be that way as well. So we can talk about all these problems, the sleepless nights and people tossing and turning and so on. How do we help people that are even listening fix those things?
So just do little things. So don't drink caffeine after about noon or 2 o'clock.
Okay.
They notice that even there are some people, and I'm one of them, who have an enzyme, and caffeine does not keep me up. But what they've discovered is in those patients, they don't get a good, restful night's sleep.
You're talking the same guy. I'm the same way. I'm that guy. I must have the same enzyme because caffeine doesn't affect me. Morning, noon, night, whatever, doesn't matter one way or the other.
And yet it must be affecting our brain so that we're not getting the deep, restful sleep that we need. And so they say just don't drink it after about noon or 1 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Definitely start to turn the lights down. We have the TVs on and we have everything going. Sometimes I don't even walk in the door from football practice and lacrosse practice until 8 or 9 o'clock and we still feel like we're getting going. But start to have that feel of winding down. Maybe put on the blue blockers. Well, you can get blue blockers on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And get them, and literally, when it becomes dark, put the blue blockers on. That way, if you have to look at your phone, if you're still up, your brain is starting to feel that perception. And you need at night the dark blue blockers. Like a lot of people buy blue blockers now, and there's the light blue where you can use them at school and you can use them in patients. But there's gradiated blue blockers. And as it gets into the evening, we need the darker, yellower glasses that tell us, our brain, hey, it's time to slow down. It's time to rest. It's time to go to sleep. And then sleep in the dark. A lot of people will have the little alarm clock with the red light.
Right.
Or some light in their room or something. That does not allow the pituitary, which is the primary kind of workhorse in the brain, to know that it's time to rest and turn off. So the darker the room without the flashing lights and the blue lights and the phone messages going off, the more restful the sleep is going to be. So just, you know, don't drink caffeine, put your blue blockers on, and make sure your room is dark. Kind of start with that. It's simple, but does that make any difference?
Gotcha.
Those are the kind of...
Are there any types of foods, and I know we've talked about this a lot in the past as well, so if we've mentioned it in the past, you know, if I've forgotten, so have our listeners, so let me mention it again. Are there certain foods that we should either eat and or stay away from at dinner when it comes to this?
You know, I think there's different schools of thought, because some schools of thought say to eat your carbohydrates at night, because, but I personally think staying away from sugars at night, eating a meal earlier. So try and eat by 6 or 7. So that's one of the biggest ones. Whether you're going to consume a carbohydrate, a protein, a fat, a vegetable, have it before 7 o'clock. You know, we dial it in differently for different patients based on kind of specific symptoms, but a generality is, don't eat after 7. And don't eat after 7. People think it means don't have dinner. Don't eat after 7 means do not put a morsel of food, not even a peanut, in your mouth after 7.
Got it.
That's what allows your digestive system to relax and repair and restore through the night.
Gotcha.
Because if you have a handful of chips, you're like, oh, well, I didn't eat after 7, but I had a handful of chips. That actually starts that whole process over when the body starts thinking, oh, I need to break down and digest the meal. I must need to do some work. And it kind of activates it and wakes it back up.
Yeah, I used to have a constant argument with somebody that was around here. I won't mention names, but we would argue back and forth all the time about if you really want to lose weight and you really want to concentrate on that end of things and sleep well, do exactly what you just said. And we would go back and forth because, as you know, there are people out there that will tell you, nah, that doesn't make any difference. You know, calories are calories. Intake is intake. Doesn't matter whether you eat those at 5 in the afternoon or 8 o'clock at night like the Europeans do. It makes no difference. Just eat whenever you're hungry and don't worry about it. I am of your opinion and believe you that if you really want to lose weight, you really want to watch what you're doing with your sleep patterns and so on, what you just said is exactly what you got to do.
And it's interesting because I remember when I lived in Europe, we did eat late, but it was also different. You took a nap in the afternoon. You didn't always eat a heavy meal at night. You sat down and enjoyed your family. So our go, go, go world is probably part of digestive distress as well.
I would agree with that. I would fully agree. And I think also, just as a side note, I think a lot of this depends on, and just my own observations, Julie. And by the way, talking to Dr. Julie Marchio from Ascent Health Center, we'll hear her commercial here in just one second. But Dr. Julie, I also think that what you just said a moment ago, your lifestyle, you know, has a lot to do with what we just talked about. If you're somebody that, you know, you can sleep till, you know, 7:30 or 8, you don't have a really early morning job, you've got that ability to kind of linger around the house in the mornings and so on. Well, you know, you may have a whole totally different pattern than, you know, the majority of us that are out there that are still working have. And what I'm getting at, and what you just said, I think is exactly right. Every person's going to be different, and it depends on their lifestyle. But I will also say this. If you're struggling to sleep at night, you need to figure out what that is, because my opinion of not sleeping at night and the havoc it wreaks on your body, let's just say this, it makes an old man out of you fast if you don't sleep.
For sure. I mean, it messes up your hormones. It messes up your fat metabolism. It messes up weight loss. It just throws the whole system out of kilter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a great segue. We'll talk about weight loss as soon as we come back. Again, it's AscentHealthCenter.com. You can find Dr. Julie there or call her directly at 303-343-8800.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
All right, Gino's Auto Service is next, folks. And the health of your vehicle also matters, because when it's not healthy, you don't get from A to B. We've got winter coming that's just around the corner. You need to make sure that you are ready for winter, and Gino's Auto Service can do that for you. Find him at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J. Or 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Gino's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Gino's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Gino's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Gino's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Gino's online at ginosautoservice.com.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
Last Friday, we awoke to the headlines that President Trump and First Lady Melania had contracted the Corona Wuhan virus. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Dr. Jill Vecchio updates us on the latest regarding the president's prognosis. Valued partner of the show, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management, will be in studio to talk about the markets and the election. Plus, Colorado Senate District 31 candidate Doug Townsend shares what he is hearing on the campaign trail. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Julie Marchial from Ascent Health Center with us. All right, let's move into losing weight. In fact, you're going to hear from Dr. Julie in the ads starting tomorrow. We're going to go back to, you know, highlighting weight loss. It's that kind of that time of the year, Dr. Julie, as we move into the holidays. And I don't consider, you know, I hate when people call Halloween a holiday, because it's not a holiday anyway, official. It's just, you know, people go to parties and they eat and they do things. But let's face it, they're going to be eating things in the not too distant future that, you know, if they're not in balance weight-wise as we move into the holidays, it's that time of the year where a lot of folks get out of balance when it comes to weight, because there's lots of things that go on, from parties to Thanksgiving to then Christmas parties to, you know, Christmas itself to then New Year's and so on. And I don't know what that's going to look like this year with COVID. I guess we'll find out after the election what all happens there. But losing weight to a lot of people is it's a big deal, and it's a challenge to a lot of people. What can you do to help them?
I think, again, we can give some little tidbits and say, you know, here's some good habits. Make sure that you eat before you go, that you don't overeat. If you're going to drink, I tell patients maybe don't eat any other carbohydrates that day.
Good point.
Kind of call it a calorie trade, a sort of trade my bads and my goods as I know what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is to stay balanced. So if it feels completely in balance, do we need to sleep? Do we need to get sugar out? Do we need to do a small little detox? Like a lot of times with patients, one of the things, after they've already done a program, but anybody can try this, is like every Monday, I'll actually have patients fast from dinner on Sunday
okay.
to dinner on Monday.
I was just going to ask you that. And so my question there, just make sure that we're following correctly. The intermittent fasting, so let's say that you know you've got a big dinner party coming up. I don't know, today's Wednesday, it's coming up Friday night. Do you fast Thursday, maybe even evening into Friday for that big dinner party, or do you do it after the dinner party? Which one works best?
I think that's a great question. And I would say eat healthy up to and fast after, because I feel like if you fast going into it, you might overeat.
Okay. Good point.
Right?
Okay.
So,
yeah. So, in other words, eat like you know, if you're a good, solid, healthy eater, eat like you normally would. Pay attention to what you're doing at the dinner party. I mean, but that doesn't mean you can't have certain things. You just have to do everything in a moderate fashion, if you would. But then what you're saying is if you maybe even overdid it a little bit and you know you did, fast the day after.
What was that question again?
So let's say you go to the dinner party. You've eaten regular, you know, you're a good eater, you do things right, you're a healthy eater, and you go to the dinner party, maybe eat a few things that, you know, you wouldn't have normally eaten, but you do just because it's sort of the socially accepted thing to do at that point in time anyway, so you do, maybe eat a few things and a little more than what you normally would. What you're saying is you would then fast the day after.
Yes, fast the day after to kind of like reset your metabolism.
Okay.
Sort of like use like a little reset. That's why I always think Sunday night to Monday is good, because maybe you fall off the wagon on Friday. Maybe Saturday is not so great either. So Sunday, you're kind of like, okay, I got to get back on it. You mentally prep yourself, and then you eat a nice dinner on Sunday night, and you don't eat again until Monday night. That's your good 24-hour reset.
Gotcha. Okay, that, you know what? I've heard that before, but I don't know that I've ever heard anybody explain it the way that you just did. So where I think is a lot of people, I think, this is just my own impression, and I know I'm guilty of this. I'll be the first to admit it. You know you're going to have a big dinner, you know, on a particular evening, so what you do is like, oh, I can't eat anything all day long because I know I'm going to have a big dinner that night. Well, then what happens is exactly what you just said. You actually eat more than you probably would have that night because you're so hungry because you didn't eat all day long.
Right. And so I think it's better to eat pretty healthy going up to your party, be satiated, and then do it after.
I like that. Okay, so is it okay to fast more than one day in a row, or is that one day all you need?
Depends what the goal of the patient is.
Okay.
So it's okay as long as the patient and the doctor know the goals that they have together.
Okay, makes sense. Got it. And by the way, I'm going to make sure I throw this out there. For all of you listening, these are things that I really feel like you need to go see Julie on first. Find out exactly where you're at, where's your baseline, what are you trying to accomplish, what do you need to do. I am not one, Julie, to ever say just go into a weight loss program, not knowing what you're doing, not ever talking to anybody, and for heaven's sake, don't just go off with some email that came in your inbox or Facebook message or whatever it happens to be showed up. Do this the right way, correct?
Correct. Don't just come up with an idea, read a book, and do some halfway version of something, because you don't know if you're doing harm or good to your body.
Well said.
That's the direction that you're choosing to take your body in.
And that makes sense. And Dan just texted me something. It's funny, but you know what? I think some people might actually look at it this way. Dan says, can I do that every third day? Laugh out loud. Well, you probably don't want to do it every third day, because if that's the case, that means you're not eating right every second day, which means we really have to make some adjustments anyways. But, you know, point being, to your point a moment ago, Dr. Julie, everybody's different. Not every food plan for every person is going to be the same. That's why losing weight and dieting is not a one-size-fits-all.
Correct. Although if patients want to fast every third day and they have a reason for it and they know why they're doing it and what direction they're moving in, they can do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, but again, I'm still going to go back to, and again, tell me if I'm wrong, but if you've got a partner like you where you've got somebody helping you through this process and that's what the two of you decide to do, then so be it. But I'm not one that would just say go out and fast every other day.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily. Like all this intermittent fasting that patients are doing, I think some people are not doing intermittent fasting correctly because just not eating is not intermittent fasting.
Explain.
Yeah. Intermittent fasting is directed towards a goal.
Okay.
And there's a way to break it and a way to start it. And just saying, oh, I'm just not going to eat till noon and then I'm going to have a coffee, that's not intermittent. I mean, that okay. is fasting, but I don't know if that's the healthiest thing for the body.
Gotcha. Okay, I just got a question that was texted in as well along these lines, which, by the way, perfect question I said I would ask you. What about testosterone supplements? Is that something folks should just take? Does it help with weight loss? Is it a gimmick? Explain that part of it.
I don't think that it's a gimmick, but I think that it's not always done with the individual patient in mind and the goals and the endocrine system of that individual patient.
Gotcha.
I think that often a one-size-fits-all cookie cutter take some testosterone sort of program, and I don't believe that that is beneficial.
Okay. Well, and I also think, and just what I've learned from you, again, as an individual, I think you need a baseline to know where you're at. I mean, do you really have low T? If you don't, then do you really even need to spend the money on a testosterone booster if you don't have low testosterone?
Right, because it might be adrenal fatigue, or it might be that you need to fix some other piece of the endocrine system. Maybe you need to fix sleep. Maybe you need to eat better. And so testosterone might be low, and I do like testosterone supplementation. I'm not opposed to it at all.
Gotcha.
But what's the why? What's the why, and what are we fixing, and what are the goals that we have?
Well said. I like that. And you know me, I'm always relating things back to cars and so on, and lately we've been talking a lot about direct injection engines, and there's different additives and things that you do with that particular engine that you don't necessarily have to do with other engines, and it's been hard to really explain to people, you know, what you need to do with each type of engine you may have in your vehicle because they're not all exactly the same. If you do have a direct injection engine, there is a specific thing you need to be doing on every oil change to make things last longer, decarbon the engine, and so on. Really, what you're saying is kind of the same situation here. We're not all made the same. You've got to have that baseline. If you don't, you don't know what, quote-unquote, additive to even put into your body to make up for something that may not even be an issue.
Correct. You've got to know the body and be specific.
I also know this. There's a lot of, I talked to earlier with another special guest that we had on where we got to talking about digital marketing and all the things that are out there and how much social media and different things affect us. And we're talking about it kind of on the political end of things. But Dr. Julie, it's true with every single thing we do in life, including health, wellness, weight loss, and so on. And I think there's so much information that some folks get bombarded with. In fact, now that I'm talking about testosterone, I'm going to be bombarded in Facebook just because they're always listening. So I'm going to get all these ads now for, you know, testosterone boosters from this point forward through the rest of the week, because that's just how this stuff works. But people are being so, you know, almost barraged with all of this stuff coming in that I think some of them at times just think, give me one of those. I'll take one. When in fact, to your point a moment ago, that may not even be what they need.
Correct. Because they haven't been thoroughly evaluated.
Gotcha. Now, back to Ascent Health Center, and kind of close with this. These are the things that you guys actually do, the things that you specialize in, but I think that the misconception, at least you know, I think I had it even initially until I got to know you better and I knew how things worked and so on. But everybody's misconception out there is, well, everything you guys are talking about costs a ton of money. How do I afford to do that? The reality is, no, it really doesn't. And what you'll spend on supplements that you may not need, you know, when it's all said and done, you've got to balance this out and make sure that you're doing what your body needs. And if you don't have that baseline, you don't know. And then you really are wasting money.
Well, and that's the craziest thing. People come in with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of supplements that they're not even going to take or can't even use or aren't even correct because they just go to the store, they read about it, they hear about it, they buy it, they take it for a while, they have half a bottle. I mean, just be specific. Find what you need, pick a course of action, know your goals, and then know how to move forward with achieving those goals.
And that, and again, that's where you at Ascent Health Center come into play, because you've got not only that knowledge, but even the testing and the things that are needed to really figure out where people's baseline is. You have the ability to do all of that, and I'll go out there and even as far as saying that most likely their general practitioner that they would go and see for a physical, which, by the way, their insurance company's paying for and they're getting in and out as quickly as they can, and they're never going to even get these questions answered with their primary doctor because that's not what those folks do. This is where you come into play. And I don't want to step on toes, but I hope I said that correctly.
I think working in partnership with whatever they're currently doing is important, but the evaluation and the depth of the way that we look at the body and the labs is absolutely a different perspective, more thorough. We're looking at the functional piece of it, not the here's the symptom and here's the cure. We're looking at the why is this dysfunctioning from the core? What's the root cause? And how do we create a root cause resolution for whatever they're complaining of?
Well said. And I'm not ditzing any primary physicians out there. If you're listening to me, that's not my intent at all. You are needed. We love you. You need to be there. I don't want to take anything away from those individuals at all, Dr. Julie, but I think especially for certain individuals that are struggling with weight gain, sleepless nights, they might have a hormone imbalance, there's just things going on. They're, in most cases, and I've learned this just through the years, in most cases, they're not going to get that fixed at their primary doctor.
Well, we have the fortunate opportunity to have time. And it is so challenging right now to, I think, stay within the time constraints that insurance is allowing for a lot of practices that we have the gift of time here, and that gives us the opportunity to look at things in a different way evaluate them in a different way.
Now, you guys also, I know for October, you've got some free tests that you will do. Talk about those real quick so folks get an understanding of what that means and how they can participate in that.
Right. These evaluations have just been so awesome and so helpful to the community that we are going to run our evaluations, and it's actually incredibly thorough. We look at body mass index, we look at cellular health, we look at zinc sufficiency, we see what the nervous system is doing and how the nervous system is responding. So it's just a really good overall look at what's your baseline and how are you doing, and do you maybe need to take a little deeper look at your health, or are you doing pretty good? And
gotcha.
Call us when.
Perfect. Okay. And how do they make that appointment? What do they need to do?
Oh, they just call the office, 303-343-8800, and they ask for the free health evaluation.
Perfect. Mention Rush to Reason, folks. Dr. Julie, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dr. Julie Marchio, again, Ascent Health Center, and call her for that free evaluation. And Channing Kitchens is next, folks. And much like Dr. Julie, you can get a free evaluation of what it's going to take to go through your kitchen. You can do that at Enchanted Kitchens. Find them at klzradio.com or call directly 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat.
all of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time. Work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Extreme Auto Repair, folks, make sure you're ready for winter. Right now, there's a free second opinion. So if you've had some diagnosis and you don't really understand what's going on, get that second opinion today. There's also a big rebate coming up on Cooper Tires. And last but not least, mention Rush to Reason and get 15% off. That's Extreme Auto Repair at KLZradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who also has a show right here on KLZ. It's the first and third Wednesdays of the month. They're right with Michael Bailey, so you can listen to it on Wednesdays as well. It's called Retirement Unpacked, and I mention that because I've known for years that if you're willing to come on air, put your business out there, and talk about what you do, it builds huge credibility because you're willing to do things that most everybody else in your industry is not willing to do. That's Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial. Find him today at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
And honest to goodness, when you see a bunch of collective madness like this, you start to think it's you. Dan, you're up. Hi, Dan.
Listen, I understand your insanity right now because the Democrats are spreading that through their propaganda networks.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I know that this is Health and Wellness Wednesday, but I got to squeeze something in here at the last part of today's program because to me, this is a health and wellness topic, and that is Proposition 118, which is statewide paid family and medical leave. It's going to be on this November's ballot here in Colorado. We've talked about this in the past. The legislature tried to get this passed. It didn't go anywhere. It's now on the ballot. And what it is essentially a proposition whereby it's essentially a tax whereby there would be funding for people that want paid family leave. And I say it's a tax because that's what it is. It's a tax 50% on the employer and 50% on the employee. Now, there are ads running right now that I feel are very misleading. In fact, I'll get into some of these ads even next week. In fact, I'm going to record one of them because I can't find it anywhere on the internet, which is a little bit disturbing in and of itself. But in this ad, there is a local auto shop owner. I won't name names because you can see it in the ad yourself. And I'll just say this. This guy is a disgrace to our industry. I'm an automotive guy, and this guy's a disgrace. Yes, you are a disgrace, Mr. Owner. Why do I say that? Because he's lying in the ad. And what I mean by he's lying in the ad is he says that because of his size as an employer, this will have no cost to him whatsoever. Basically, what he's insinuating is only the big companies will have to pick up this tab. But that's not true. He will be picking up half of the employer, you know, half of the tab, as in the employer portion. The actual employee of his will be picking up the other half. But he makes it sound like in this ad that this is a freebie somehow. Folks, it's far from a freebie. This will be a huge tax collection endeavor by the state of Colorado and the left. There's no way they can fund this the way they're talking about. It will end up then costing all of us a lot more money once it can't be funded correctly, and it's not going to work. So this particular auto shop owner, you can look him up, and I'll talk about it in the ad, and I'll find the ad and play it for you probably next week, because I'll have to find the ad or just stick my phone up and record it one of these days when it's on air. The reality is, though, this guy is very misleading in what he's talking about in the ad. So either he's been misled by those on the left, or he's an auto shop owner that's a lefty, which there's not a lot of those out there, but he's an auto shop owner that's a lefty that's basically gotten on this side, on that side of Proposition 118, but he's very misleading in what he's telling those that are viewing that particular commercial, because what he's saying is not true. Okay, I'll talk more about this as we get into it, but I just wanted to get that out there really quickly, that there are ads running for Proposition 118 that are incorrect. Go look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. You as an employee will pay 50%, the employer will pay 50%. How you get to tap into that is a variation depending upon your income level. I'll leave it at that. And much like a lot of folks get deductions for kids, when those of us that still don't have kids at home have to pay for those deductions, this will be much the same way. You all are going to be paying for family leave that you may or may not ever be able to take on your own. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And Bob can't join us. He'll be with us on Friday, though, to give us the deals of the week. In the meantime, call them. Find out what that deal is, and they'll tell you. PurifyChevrolet.com or call directly at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So, yeah, real quick, by the way, on Proposition 118, that is a no, by the way. Yes, I'm an employer. Yes, I've been in the automotive industry my entire life. Yes, I still own a business today, and this is a huge no for me. Not because I don't think people should have time off to go enjoy family when they have children and so on, and or if they have elderly folks and so on. Not what I'm saying. I'll get into this more next week when I talk about it, but the way this is done, written, and handled, and we'll move forward, it is a huge no on my part. I don't care what auto shop, you know, what auto shop owner in Denver says. It's a big no for me. All right, we're going to come back. Hour number two is next. Don't forget National Crawford Roundtable tonight. Daniel Turner, though, going to join me next. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about the Green New Deal. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.